All right, buckle up for a deep dive, a little different than usual.
Oh.
Yeah, we're trading those research papers and studies for, get this, a children's story.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's called Vegemite. And, well, trust me, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
I'm intrigued.
So the story starts off with this big event, the annual Theatrical Garden Extravaganza.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Right, it's days away, and the whole garden is like buzzing with rehearsals, everyone's getting ready.
Sounds lively.
Oh, it is. We meet all these characters. There's Kara Carrot. She's building out these tunes. Chip Spudley, he's working on his stand-up routine, you know.
I'm picturing it.
And then there's Topsy Turnip. She's juggling. And even, get this, a troupe of French beans led by, wait for it, Jean-Philippe.
No way, French beans doing acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, they're going for it.
This is great, but I have a feeling there's a but coming.
You got it. Just as things are looking up for our veggie friends, in slithers, Anya Onion.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she brings news that throws everything into turmoil.
What happened?
So apparently the village church is hosting this Easter harvest festival.
Okay.
And they're looking for the best veggies to, you know.
Oh, I see where this is going. Not to perform.
Exactly, to eat.
Yikes. Talk about a mood swing. That joyful anticipation suddenly turns
A
into.
fight for survival, right?
Yeah. And it's not some external enemy, it's their very nature being delicious.
It's heavy stuff, even for adults.
I bet. Makes you wonder how kids reading this would react.
I know, right? They'd probably put themselves in the veggie shoes, feeling that fear.
Absolutely. Have you ever felt that pressure, listener, that need to prove yourself just to avoid something bad happening?
It's a universal feeling, that desire to be validated, to be accepted.
Exactly. The story uses this veggie scenario to explore that, self-worth.
How we define ourselves.
Yeah, do we let others decide our value, our purpose? It's deep.
Luckily, our veggie pals have a wise old scarecrow, Sir Stalk-a-Lot.
A scarecrow giving advice,
Okay.
okay?
Oh, yeah, he's full of wisdom. Doesn't sugarcoat anything, though.
What do you mean?
Well, he straight up calls the veggies cowards if they hide instead of facing this festival.
Wow, tough love from a scarecrow.
Right. But it's true. Sometimes we need that push, that challenge.
To get out of our comfort zone.
Exactly. He's like, look, you've got talent. Don't let fear stop you.
He wants them to change the villagers' minds, right? See, veggies is more than just food.
You got it. It makes you think, listener. Have you ever let fear hold you back?
It's a question we all need to ask ourselves sometimes.
Totally. So, inspired by Sir Stalk-a-Lot, the veggies get back to rehearsals.
I bet the pressure's on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kara's voice cracks, Chip's jokes. Well, they're not so funny anymore.
Even the French beans are messing up.
Oh, yeah, they're wobbling. And just when things couldn't get worse, we meet Archie Choke.
Another character.
He's trouble. He sabotages the garden's water supply.
Seriously, what's his deal?
He's like the embodiment of self-sabotage, you know? When we hold ourselves back.
When we're afraid of success, maybe? Or just focused on failing?
I think so. And this leaves the veggies feeling totally defeated.
It's got to be disheartening.
Oh, totally. But here's where the story gets really interesting. It introduces this concept of resilience.
Like bouncing back from setbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They could give up, but Vegemite reminds us, even in adversity, there's potential for growth.
I like that. So what happens? How do they bounce back?
Well, let's just say Mother Nature steps in. A huge storm rolls in, drenching the garden.
Wait, a storm? How does that help?
Oh, it's more than just rain. It's symbolic, you know? Washes away the anxieties, the self-doubt.
A clean slate.
Exactly. Gives them a chance to start fresh.
This is getting good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
The storm sets the stage for the big performance. The villagers gather. They're curious.
Showtime, what happens?
Well, listener, you'll have to wait till after the break to find out.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
Where we left off, our veggie pals were about to take the stage at the Easter Harvest Festival.
You know what's really interesting about this whole scene?
Yeah.
It's how it flips the power dynamic, right?
What do you mean?
You have these veggies, they're seen as helpless, just food,
Right, that's the whole problem.
but they use that, their deliciousness, as a strength through their performance, their art.
They're disarming the villagers.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, hey, we might be veggies, but we're more than that.
Don't underestimate us.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, challenging those assumptions.
The villagers just saw food, right?
Yeah. But the veggies make them see differently
They tell a different story.
and change the villagers' minds.
It reminds me of that saying about the danger of a single story.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
We judge based on limited info, stereotypes.
But Vegemite, it shows us what happens when we open up.
To new perspectives.
To new narratives.
We learn, we grow.
And the story itself, it becomes a story about storytelling, right?
Meta, I like it.
It shows how powerful stories are. They shape us.
They change us.
Make us act. And it's not just about individual stories.
Oh, right. There's the community aspect, too.
Yeah.
The veggies supported each other, worked together.
Like a real team.
Yeah, they combined their talents.
To create something amazing.
Think about the French Bean Brigade.
Oh, yeah, those acrobatic beans.
Alone, maybe not so impressive.
But together.
They were a force.
Makes you think about finding your own tribe, you know?
Your people, the ones who get you.
Absolutely. And there's even this idea of mentorship in the story.
Oh, you mean Sir Stalk-a-Lot?
Yeah. He's grumpy, but he guides them.
He pushes them, challenges them.
Helps them reach their potential.
Yeah. We don't always have to go it alone, right?
Not at all. Sometimes we need a guide, someone who's been there.
He's like those classic mentors you see in stories.
Like Gandalf or Dumbledore.
Wise, experienced, helping the heroes.
Sir Stalk-a-Lot, he's like that in his scarecrow way.
Leading the veggies on their journey.
Helping them transform.
Speaking of transformation, the ending of Vegemite.
What happens? Do they pull it off?
Well, I don't want to spoil everything, but let's just say things turn out pretty well for our veggie heroes.
They save themselves.
More than that, they inspire change.
In the villagers.
You got it. No. It all comes back to that Vegemite.
That inner strength.
Being yourself, owning your talents.
Not letting others define you.
The ending. It leaves you with this feeling of hope.
That change is possible, even when it seems impossible.
Even the smallest voices can make a difference.
We've been talking about some pretty deep stuff.
Yeah, but we shouldn't forget Vegemite. It's a kid's story.
It's fun. It's whimsical.
That's part of its charm, you know?
Delivers these big messages in a way that everyone can understand.
Simple, but profound.
Exactly. We can find wisdom anywhere, even in a story about vegetables.
So what do you think, listener? What resonated with you?
What did you learn from Vegemite?
How can you apply these ideas to your own life?
Share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear from you.
We'll be back in a bit to wrap things up.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
We've been digging deep into Vegemite.
Uncovering all those themes.
Now, let's see how they, you know, connect to us, even if we're not, well, vegetables.
One thing that really stood out to me, that resilience.
Oh, yeah, the veggies. They had some tough moments.
Remember when Archie cut off their water?
Seriously, that was messed up.
They could have given up, but they didn't.
They found a way to keep going.
That's what resilience is all about, right?
It's not about avoiding problems. It's about dealing with them.
Bouncing back. Even stronger.
It's a crucial life skill, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We all face setbacks.
The question is, how do we react?
Vegemite shows us that we can adapt.
Learn from mistakes.
Keep moving forward.
And it's not just about being tough. It's about community, too.
Oh, yeah. The veggies, they had each other's backs.
They share their talents, work together.
Created something amazing.
Like that French Bean Brigade, right?
Those beans, they were greater than the sum of their parts.
Exactly. Makes you think, who's in your tribe, listener?
Who supports you, encourages you?
Who celebrates your, you know, quirks?
Those people, they're important.
They help us grow. They help us be resilient.
Vegemite also reminds us to embrace who we are.
The veggies, they didn't try to be something they weren't.
Kara with her big voice. Chip with his jokes.
Even Melvin, Melon, he was, well, Melvin.
They own their differences.
And that's what made them strong?
What makes you different, listener?
What makes you, you? Don't be afraid to show it.
That authenticity, that's what connected with the villagers.
They weren't trying to be something. They weren't.
They were just themselves.
And that's powerful.
It challenges us to do the same.
Be genuine. Be vulnerable.
It's how we connect with others.
Vegemite. It also shows us that everyone has a story.
The veggies, they use their performance to tell theirs.
To change minds. To make a connection.
And you, listener, you have a story too.
What do you want to share with the world?
Don't underestimate the power of your voice.
Whether it's through art, music, writing.
We're just talking to people.
You can make a difference.
Yeah.
Vegemite is all about that. The power of storytelling. Bringing people together.
Inspiring change. Reminding us that we're all connected.
It encourages us to look deeper.
To find wisdom in unexpected places.
So, listener, as we wrap up our deep dive into Vegemite.
Remember those lessons.
Be yourself. Be resilient.
Find your tribe. Share your story.
And maybe, just maybe,
we'll inspire others along the way.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
See you next time.